Imagine a husband suddenly transforming into an attentive partner overnight, bringing breakfast in bed, taking long walks on the beach, putting work aside completely. When his wife tearfully asked if she was dying, he replied, "No, honey, you're not dying. I'm just starting to live." This powerful story from Matthew Kelly's work illustrates how small choices to love can dramatically transform relationships. While we're more connected than ever through technology, we're experiencing an epidemic of loneliness. The fundamental confusion between sex and intimacy lies at the heart of our relationship struggles. Sex doesn't guarantee intimacy, nor is it required for it. True intimacy is the process of mutual self-revelation that allows us to love completely. We simultaneously yearn for and avoid intimacy because it requires exposing our secrets, dreams, fears, and flaws to another imperfect human being. We fear that if others truly knew us, they wouldn't love us. Yet, paradoxically, we can only be truly loved by revealing ourselves completely. When we share our vulnerabilities, people often respond with connection rather than rejection. The sensation that nobody really knows us creates profound loneliness, a void we try to fill with various addictions that only disconnect us further from reality. What keeps relationships vibrant isn't shared interests, which change over time, but rather a common purpose. Understanding this requires first grasping our individual purpose to become the best version of ourselves. This principle brings clarity to every decision. Should I read this book, take this job, maintain this friendship? Which option will help me become my best self? Relationships only make sense in relation to this overall life purpose. The purpose of relationships is mutual growth, helping others become their best selves while they help us become ours. Good relationships challenge and encourage our development. Troubled ones lead us away from our essential purpose. When we place this essential purpose at the center of our relationships, other things naturally fall into place. The biggest relationship problem isn't compatibility, but self-betrayal. Our true self is the custodian of our honor, integrity, and dignity, more valuable than pleasure, money, or status. When we behave contrary to our values and principles, we create inner conflict and shame. Shakespeare's wisdom rings true: "To thine own self be true. Thou canst not then be false to any man." If someone compromises their principles in a relationship, they will eventually resent their partner and leave, if not physically, then emotionally, to reconnect with their authentic self. Every relationship will face storms, not if, but when. And when they arrive, you either have strong roots to weather them, or you don't. Like a tree with deep roots that can withstand powerful winds, relationships need foundational strength before crises hit. You can't frantically establish roots during a hurricane. What are these roots? Communication, appreciation, respect, willingness to serve, and regular time together. Like diets, almost any relationship approach works if you commit to it. The problem isn't the method, it's our neglect of basic principles. Strong relationships thrive on exercising together, regular date nights, vacations, and even praying together. Activities that help both partners achieve their essential purpose create powerful attunement. Happiness requires making gratitude part of your daily emotional diet. Most people complain constantly. One experiment found only 4 people out of 70,000 could go 24 hours without complaining. Our complaints poison relationships. The antidote is deliberate gratitude, listing things, people, and intangibles we appreciate. When we focus on what's right instead of what's wrong, life improves dramatically. Joy doesn't come from having, but from appreciating what we have. The journey through the 7 levels of intimacy moves from shallow to deep, from irrelevant to relevant, from illegitimate desires to legitimate needs. The first level involves clichés, those casual interactions that reveal little about each person. While useful for becoming acquainted, relationships that never move beyond this level become stale and superficial. The second level focuses on facts about our lives and the world. These conversations about weather, sports, or daily activities keep us safe from true intimacy. While useful initially, remaining at this impersonal level eventually makes relationships monotonous. Opinions represent the third level and the first major obstacle. While clichés and facts are non-controversial, opinions often lead to disagreement. Most relationships briefly enter this level before retreating to safer ground through surfacing techniques, changing the subject, making jokes, using sarcasm to avoid potential conflict. The fourth level involves sharing our dreams, our aspirations for life, relationships, and future. This requires vulnerability, which is why we must first master acceptance at the previous level. Dreams don't just happen to come true. People make them come true through delayed gratification and persistent effort. The fifth level involves sharing our emotional reactions, the raw nerve endings that reveal our humanity. This level asks, are you willing to make yourself vulnerable? The reward for this vulnerability is mental health. When people reveal themselves with honesty and acceptance, they free each other from isolation. At the sixth level, we expose our faults, fears, and failures, an emotional nakedness usually appropriate only in our primary relationship. Taking ownership of these aspects prevents us from becoming their victims. While our experiences have wounded us, we possess the extraordinary human ability to change and grow. The more we hide our darkness, the more power it gains over us. Intimacy liberates us by bringing our darkness into the light of a loving relationship. The seventh level transforms our quest to know and be known into dynamic collaboration focused on meeting each other's legitimate needs. Through understanding each other's opinions, hopes, feelings, and fears from previous levels, we can now build a lifestyle that helps each person become their best self. The critical shift required is from pursuing illegitimate wants to focusing on legitimate needs. The happiest people are those with dynamic relationships. Like John Wooden observed about sports winners working harder, great relationships come from people who invest more effort. In relationships, either both win or both lose. The outcome is a choice within our control. Your primary relationship should be your emotional home, a place where you can relax, unwind, and reveal your true self. Three crucial questions to ask about your partner. Do you trust them? Do they have your best interests at heart? Are they helping you become the best version of yourself? Love is a choice, not a feeling. When Stephen Covey was approached by a man whose marriage was failing because the feeling isn't there anymore, Covey wisely responded, "Love her. If the feeling isn't there, that's a good reason to love her. Love as a verb produces love as a feeling. Life isn't about possessions, status, or achievements. It's about love, whom you love, and how you treat those who cross your path. Everything else we chase, pleasures, possessions, achievements, leaves us dissatisfied because you can never get enough of what you don't really need. What we truly need is intimacy, to know others and be known, exactly as we are. Don't just hope for great relationships, decide to create them through daily choices to love completely."